Quick question. Have you ever redesigned a page only to watch bookings or signups drop because you added a second shiny button that drew attention away from the main action? I did. It was frustrating. A consulting client suddenly lost booking requests overnight because a secondary link looked just as important as the Book Now button. Today, we fix that with one focused experiment you can run this week and get a clear directional answer.
Welcome back to the Daily Marketing Move. Let's make this simple. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. I'm Mason Reed, and in the next 9 minutes, I'll show you the one button test, a compact micro test to decide whether a single decisive CTA or a primary plus secondary layout lifts your conversions. By the end, you'll have a 20-minute published checklist and a one-row KPI you can paste into a spreadsheet and track.
Here's what matters. Too many competing choices slow decision-making. The one-button test is a simple A-B experiment. Variant A is a single prominent CTA. Variant B is a primary CTA with a visually subdued secondary action. The decision rule is practical. Prefer the variant that gives you a meaningful directional lift in click rate or conversion rate after you reach the run-until threshold.
Okay, numbers. Typical baselines you can expect for service pages, click-through rates on primary CTAs often land between 4% and 12%, with conversions after the click often around 1% to 4%. For product pages, it's wider. Clicks commonly 6% to 20% and conversions 1.5% to 6%. Lead pages, like a webinar signup, often see click rates of 8% to 25% and conversion rates of 2% to 8%. Those are rough baselines to set expectations, not rules etched in stone.
Sample size and timing. Run each variant for 7 to 14 days, or until you've seen roughly 100 to 300 visitors per variant. Why this range? It balances speed and directional reliability. If you only run a couple of days with tiny traffic, the result will be noisy and tempting to misread. So treat early wins as directional only. Don't roll out permanent changes until you hit the run-until rule.
Short vignette. A local physiotherapy practice had a book online primary button and a check insurance secondary button. The secondary looked almost the same size and color, and visitors were clicking it to check insurance, then leaving. We ran the one button test. Variant A removed the secondary button from the hero section and moved check insurance into a smaller link in the footer. Variant B left both. Within 10 days and about 450 visits per variant, Variant A increased booking clicks by 32% and actual bookings by 18%. They regained the bookings they had lost without redesigning the whole site.
Copy-ready assets. Use these templates when you build the variants. Primary button texts, book now, get a free quote, start your trial, reserve your spot. If you include a secondary action, make it small and specific. Learn about pricing, read FAQs, see insurance options. Three microcopy formulas for matched secondary text. 1. Benefit. See pricing and plans. 2. Detail. Read FAQs about sessions. 3. Reassurance. Check insurance coverage. Keep the secondary wording informational, never ambiguous like more info that smells like an action.
Platform how-to. Quick steps you can copy-paste. Squarespace. Duplicate the page. Edit the hero block for variant A and remove or shrink the secondary button. Publish as a draft and run the experiment using a simple traffic split service or a URL redirect. Wix. Use the page duplicate feature, adjust button styles in the editor, and set up the A-B test via Wix's built-in experiments. WordPress Gutenberg. Create a duplicated page, update the block button, and use a lightweight A-B plugin or set up two landing URLs and split traffic via your email CTA or ad. I've put short, step-by-step notes in the show notes so you can copy-paste the exact clicks.
If you want a visual hierarchy shortcut, here's a small CSS snippet you can paste into your site to make the primary stand out. Make the primary button larger, increase contrast, and mute the secondary. Use a darker background color or stronger border on the primary and reduce the secondary's opacity or size. I've included an exact snippet in the downloadable checklist so you don't have to guess the values.
Accessibility checklist. Don't skip this. Verify a minimum 4.5 to 1 contrast ratio for your primary button. Ensure visible focus states for keyboard users. Confirm logical focus order so tabbing reaches the primary first.
and add area labels for non-text CTAs, like icon-only buttons. Keyboard testing is a must. Navigate your page with Tab and Enter only, and watch for any jumps or traps. These steps stop you from unintentionally hiding the primary action from some users.
Low traffic test plan. If you don't hit 100 visitors per variant in a week, use a time block rotation instead of a standard split. Run variant A on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and variant B on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for 2 weeks. Then compare your one-row CSV KPI. The CSV is simple. Visitors, CTA clicks, conversions, click rate, conversion rate. That one row per variant makes interpretation easy, even when data is noisy. If results swing wildly, treat them as directional. The run-until rule still applies. Publish checklist.
This is your 20-minute checklist you can follow now. 1. Duplicate the page. 2. Implement variant A and variant B. 3. Update copy with the provided button texts. 4. Apply the CSS snippet for visual hierarchy. 5. Add aria labels and check contrast. 6. Launch the experiment or start time block rotation. 7. Log the one-row KPI in your CSV. 8. Schedule a review at 7 to 14 days or when you hit 100 to 300 visitors per variant. That's it. 20 minutes and you're running a real test, not guessing.
One last practical note on interpretation. If the primary-only variant shows a consistent lift in click rate, but not conversions, dig into the page after the click. Maybe your booking flow or form needs a small fix. The one-button test isolates CTA friction. It doesn't fix downstream UX issues. Use it to decide CTA structure, then pair it with follow-up experiments if needed.
All right, here's today's marketing move. Publish the single test variant this week. Track the one-row CSV KPI daily and schedule your review for 7 to 14 days, or when you hit about 100 to 300 visitors per variant. If you want, post one metric to the episode discussion thread or email me your result. I'll read a few in a future episode.
You'll find the downloadable checklist, the one-row CSV template, the CSS snippet, and short platform steps in today's show notes. And remember, the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. If you liked this quick test, come back tomorrow for another compact move to improve results without the drama.
Thanks for listening. Now go set up that test. 20 minutes, one KPI row, and a clearer decision. Here's today's signature cue. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. See you tomorrow.